Blog Talk Radio.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chilling with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money B, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger, cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me.
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D, just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen to that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding the chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group. And I'm riding the chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Radio, the illest sex show ever with your girl Chalk Mommy. And for those of you that listen to my show every week, y'all are not missing me or anything like that. I normally do my platform on Blog TV, but I have been going on Tiny Chat. But tonight I decided to come back to Blog TV because I miss you guys so much and we have a lot of fun. So tonight I have any slated guests or anything like that. So I'm just going to be chilling. You know, it's NBA All-Star Weekend in Orlando. Shout out to Mr. Brian Smith, my boo. It's his birthday. Happy birthday. I know you guys are not listening to the show because you're at the fucking whatever game it is tonight. You and your big-ass brother, y'all are out there having fun. I like to give a shout out to Princess May. Her birthday is tomorrow. So she is in Orlando as well. So I am on a solo mission tonight. And, you know, I am chilling. I was actually trying to get, like, a male co-host and have, like, some open discussions and everything like that. So it's going to be quite interesting. You know what I mean? So I am going to play music, talk shit, and I might, I don't know, tonight is a t-shirt and panties night, so, okay, One of those questions that I feel it, I feel it, I feel it. So, what I'm going to do is, this is one song that I like. You know, let me catch you up. Valentine's Day, I put out mixtape, Chocolate Love Volume 1. And let me tell you, it's only like 8-9 days old, whatever. And I am really happy with the turnout numbers that mixtape is doing. It's crazy. So, being on Mix Connect website, because I put it on NetPiff, that PIV has been negated for the numbers or whatever. So, when I went on Mix Connect 9 days ago, I have 4,590 listens and 12 downloads. For this to be my first project, I think I'm doing pretty fucking awesome. You know what I mean? So, I am so beside myself. So, you know, I have another mixtape coming out, and it's going to be volume 2. Then I have an R&B, a pop and rap mixtape coming out. It's going to be completely off the chain. A lot of good artists and everything like that. So those of you that know me know I don't put out bad music or anything like that. So what I'm going to do is play Rowland by Sean Ward. This song, like, I'm telling you, it is, like, so fucking awesome. Really, it is. And I'm going to play it from the mixtape. And I want to say that Espy did a really good job. DJ Takeover did an awesome job. And all I can say is Rowland Sean Ward. You know what? Hold on. Let me stop that one because that volume is like extremely too low for me. So let me go find it on my computer, and then I can play it better. Then then we can get it popping. So I do apologize that I just thought that it would be louder. I don't know. Sometimes it should work. Sometimes it don't. You know, that's just how it is. And I'm not very well prepped for my show, and I do this shit every week. I know. So let's see. Let's get this ready. And I know it takes a minute for my music to start playing then, but once it gets going, it's going. Hold on, I swear. I don't know what the fuck be happening, but I swear, man. My shit just be acting crazy as hell. Like two girls, you know, they like that.
Love, times it's overpriced. Don't overthink it, just what's right. I'm only here for the night, and we got a good thing. Don't know if I'ma see you again. Is that a good thing? But I can't be your man. No man, I'm just on your brain. If they hope it never would end.
And I guess I must have been in an honest mood because I started telling the people about
everything. Motherfucker, you don't look like DMX. You fucking, somebody lied to you. Like, really? I don't even want to fuck you. I mean, I appreciate the ex, but I'm not feeling good. Like, it's not making me feel like it is the last time. So, I kick his ass out of the hotel room. And then I'm up all night. I can't go to fucking sleep. And I'm sitting upstairs telling everybody the truth. I cannot shut up. And it's like, I keep calling my kids and I keep talking to them. And it's like, mom, what the fuck is wrong with you? And I can't really tell them that I'm rolling because I'm the mother. You know what I'm saying? I can't ever like, yo, your mom is rolling. Your mom does drugs. Your mom takes X to see if Big was telling the truth that some say the X makes the sex feel spectacular or whatever. So I'm just like, oh my God. So finally I tell my older son, like, oh my God, I took some X. I can't go to sleep. And then he tells me everything that's in X. And I'm like, oh, really? Can I crack? Oh my God, I'm going to be a crackhead. So I wait till the next morning when I can actually go to sleep. And then I'm okay. But I will never do it again. But then I moved to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And, you know, back then, you know, I had a normal job. I worked Sunday through Thursday. So Sunday through Wednesday. So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, I worked like 12, 13-hour days. So I had a friend, and he was like, I feel like doing something crazy. I was like, you know, you had X before? He was like, nah. I'm like, why don't you get X, and why don't you come over here? I'm going to take the day off, and we're going to fuck all day. Man, he went and got some X, and we started, you know, we took it, you know, you gotta get in your system and everything like that. And we started running on each other and kissing in the foreplay and everything like that. And, oh my God, Becky, look at her. But I'm just playing. I'm like, I take on a certain kind of way and everything like that. So we started fucking. Did he rock my world? Did it make sex seem that much greater? No, it just made my sex drive stronger. Like, I could not get a dick. I didn't want to disrespect him and tell him I had to go so I could call somebody else over there that I knew could fuck me right. So I just played it off, and eventually he left, and I had to call somebody else to come fuck me and literally break my back, because that ex just had my pussy so fucking unfulfilled that a normal sized dick just wasn't going to do it for me. So I fucked two dudes in one day today. That was like so long ago. So long ago. So, I mean, I'm just saying. Sometimes we can't be satisfied with one man. So we have to go and find something else that works for us. And for me, old baby dick with the ex just wasn't working. Maybe we should have just fucked out the ex and it would have been all right. But that was the last time I ever played around with ecstasy. Now, that was BC before Chuck days, you know what I'm saying? So I'm thinking like right now, if I was to take some ex and fuck somebody, it's a wrap. Like, life would be over for him. I don't know what would happen with him or how he would feel. But I would fuck up some of it. I mean, I know it would probably feel like super, super good and everything like that. But I'm just like, I'm 43. And you know what I'm saying? After 40, your clock stops ticking or some shit like that. No, I think I can fuck better than most young girls out here. You know what I'm saying? I know how to throw the pussy. I know how to work the mouth. I know how to contract the muscles. I do a whole lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, the older I get, the hornier I get. And I guess, you know, now that I'm at a certain age, I'm playing with toys. So, the first time I ever used dildo was back in November, and it felt good. Oh, God, it felt real good. So, it's like, now I have a dude and everything like that, and the same game is great. Sex game is good. He works a lot. So, you know, I can't be wanting him to fuck me every day when you work 12-hour shifts and shit like that. So, sometimes I feel in a... I mean, waking up in a certain kind of way. So,
I play with my toys, and then a couple weeks ago, I got 5 new toys for my sex toys. So a couple of mornings ago, I want to say Tuesday morning, I woke up in this super, super horny mood, right? And for those of you that follow me, you go to my blog, go to Chocolate City Radio and Sex, Chocolate Mommy Sex Talk articles. I wrote about this. It's called The Queasy. So it was like, I was determined that I needed to bust a fucking nut. I was determined. However the fuck I had to do it, I was going to do it. So I looked at the little fab cop. It's a little, you know what? No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to go get my toy, because then I'll get my toy and I start looking at it. Then I'm going to start feel a certain kind of way. And after tonight, after I finish the show tonight, then I'll be in trouble. But for those of you that really haven't been keeping up with me and whatnot, let me see. Did I put it in here? Oh, no, I don't think I did. I got some for you guys to listen to. And I think you're going to like this. You're going to be like, oh, my God, this bitch is crazy. Okay. And then we'll get back to what happened with the quickie. So everybody is always curious. So after the advice of my media manager, and she was like, you know what? When you're doing shit like that, you really record yourself. And I was like, really? Okay. So this is what I sound like when I'm playing with myself. So let's listen. Now, that's just like when I started. That was like right on the penetration part, right? Now, here is the ground shaking event right here. Out, and basically it's not really big. It's about maybe maybe inch and a half thick, and it's about maybe like seven inches long or something like that. But it has some big ass balls, but I guess it's, you know, it's cloned after somebody's dick. Whoever that is, y'all had some big ass balls. So, needless to say, I'm in the shower and I fuck myself and it's feeling good. But I can't hit all the right angles that I want to. So what I do is I lay on the shower floor, right? So as I lay on the shower floor, it's like I'm giving it to myself really, 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 really good. And I'm just like, oh, fuck, man, this shit has been so good. Then for females, you know, y'all listening and y'all can relate to this. When we're about to come, we get this feeling that we can't get enough dick. It's like our pussy opens up and we can't get enough. That's why a female will sit there and say, fuck me harder, because it's like she needs to feel everything that you got and she needs to feel it at one particular time. So what happened was I got that feeling and then I started just going really fast, really fast. And then all of a sudden, I hit the promised land and boom. The hot water is just hitting Chica. The dildo is just going up and down in me. And I swear, I thought the neighbors knew my name. And I'm in my brother's house and he has neighbors in different houses and shit like that. I was like, oh my God. I don't know what the fuck happened Monday night to make me wake up Tuesday morning and be extremely fucking horny, but I was extremely horny. Like, I just really needed to relieve some stress, and I needed some dick. And what's even crazy is, when I had that big-ass orgasm and everything like that, it was like, I wanted some more dick. Later on, I wanted some more dick. I don't know what the fuck is going on with me. I know it's not close menopause time or whatever, but, I mean, shit, it is. I don't go fuck. I'm still going to fuck. But I know I did a good job because my pussy was so sore after I did it. So, if my dude would have got off work talking about he wanted to, and I was like, I can't. And he would have been like, why? Because I fucked with my toy. You know, you're like, why are you fucking the toy? You got a man. Because sometimes when females want a nut, we don't want to wait. So, I would play with my toy, getting to be miserable, give everybody an attitude and everything like that, and then just keep it moving. That's what, I mean, that's just my thought, whatever. So, while you guys are thinking about me fucking myself with my toy, and, you know, maybe your dick's hard, you know, just hit me up and let me know that, you know what, child, my dick's hard is, you know, I'll co-host somebody and, you know, y'all might just show me something. I know, I'm just saying. I am going to play. Oh, what am I going to play? Let's play Freaky in the Club. That's like one of my favorite songs.
Hey, Freaky in the Club. Oh.
With the Open. I know you guys are like, this bitch is a hot
ass tonight. Yes, I am. I'm on one. I'm here for the weekend alone. I don't know what the hell I'm going to do with myself. I have some photos tomorrow. I'm going to do one with a cigar. That means I'm going to go to the store and buy a cigar. Oh, what is a sexy bitch to do? What is a sexy bitch to do? I guess play some more music. That would be a help. That would be a start. So, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to play one of my favorite songs off the Free Big Meech mixtape. And it's called Work Off by Upjob Entertainment, which is consisting of Jamel EA and Boogie BML. So here is my favorite song, Work Off.
BSM, nigga, all day. I still got some bad packs inside of me. Still got really fair in the cap, I don't give a damn. Sold 25 bowls as a last week. I like to set my money up like Rob. Over the stove, we're dripping, man, I'm like a killer. And that bitch back flipping like a white bitch. So really told me go hard, go wrong. I'm stepping up, you know that I'm gonna go wrong. Give a damn about a bitch, I don't act soft. Even at my damn sleep, I get the bags off. How we make sales? Where we go? We already got your kids and your loved ones. Blowing out Orange Kush, call that bitch Cassie. Usually riding in a caddy, smoking Grenade. Acapella for a minute, I can give it to you. Got a hundred bucks coming, I can see this. We niggas that really get the work off. Even in my damn sleep, I get the bags off. Got a whole lot of pills, a lot of pills. You ain't had a trap, nigga, this is how it is. We niggas that really get the work off. Even in my damn sleep, I get the bags off. Got a whole lot of pills, a whole lot of pills.
Backwoods got a nigga leaning sideways. 38 when I'm riding on the highway. Rick stepping trailer trucks, I don't fuck with it. And 09, I thought I was gonna do it big. Anything you could imagine, a school like right front of my OGs, had chain white. Not 2011, now this ain't a dream. Jumped off from perch with two things, a bow, a cushion, a 38. Bullets for any nigga who ain't got their mind straight. I bring issues, only when they cheat. Chopped out and family crying and praying. OTs overseas blowing OGs. OTs got me ice from BB. Counting cheese for 4 weeks from this old man. And I'm cooking up a classic with this white cat.
No. These niggas that really get the work off. Even in my damn sleep, I get the bags off. Got a whole lot of pills, a lot of pills. You ain't had a trap, nigga, this is how it is. These niggas that really get the work off.
Man, we don't niggas that really get that work on. I talk about 08, nigga, take them back. But now, I talk about 1-4 hours a day. Now, I'm taking them back to 09, nigga. I talk about E, nigga, breaking the entering. Y'all know what that means. Oh, nigga, quarters. I ain't got dimes on that. Now, I'm taking them to 08. I talk about 4, 5, 6. Nigga, I'm hopping them niggas, looking them down, slitting them. Passing them out in school, I'm doing this. Nigga, I ain't got phone calls, nigga, that nigga's not really out here again, man. Free Big, free J-Bo, free Blue, that seems to be home soon. Man, free the weed, dog, free the mob, nigga, be a mess a lot.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. That was from, Fourth Step Entertainment, their Big Meech mixtape that dropped last year on Big Meech's birthday and on him doing his thing. You know what I'm saying? Oh my goodness. Oh gosh. Let's see. I see some Biggie on here. Okay, let's see what's up. You know what? Let's see here. I want, One More Chance. The original, but the remix, because you know, One More Chance, the remix is like so fucking awesome. Oh my goodness, you know what? Go.
I can hear sweat trickling down the chest of your heart.
in the concrete. Then the shit stops when I 4 o'clock. Neighbors call the cops, they heard mad. Three in the truck, three in the quarter. Slaughter, electric tape on the door. Old school, new school, to learn though. I'm a baby bird like this, go inferno. Burn slow like potato. Feel more skills than either hope or ten.
Thank you. cruise the world with curls. Need a boost for girls. The envy of all women. Crushed linen. Cartier.
Thank you.
One More Chance remix, and then More Money, More Problems, Biggie, Puffy, and May. And I used to love that verse. What did they say? A true pimp never been no dog booty. And he got picked up for solicitation right before an award show. That just fucked up his whole flow. Fucked up his whole CeeLo. Because guess what? Mace was the paymaster. That's right. And I'm not surprised because a lot of dudes in New York are paymasters. There is nothing wrong for paying for pussy. And speaking of paying for pussy, a lot of folks are going to be doing that this weekend. So people are like, we didn't go all this weekend. I don't get into shit like that. You know what I mean? I don't really care about the NBA. I don't look at it like that. I care about NFL. Super Bowl, playoffs, wild cards, all of that. I really don't fuck about the NBA players. That's cool. They come on my show. That would be nice. I wouldn't turn them down. I would ask them how much spend on paying for pussy or whatever. So, I have, this is what I'm going to do. For all the chicks that in Orlando weekend, we were ballers to pay them for their services. I want y'all to understand, in order to get money, you're going to have to quit out. You're going to have to fuck, but most definitely, you're going to have to do this. Put it in your mouth.
My baby left me.
You can eat me out. You can eat me out.
be putting a lot of shit in their mouth this weekend. I just hope the pussies and the dicks are clean. Money can't buy everything. It can't buy the fucking cure, or maybe it can. That's debatable. Anyway, I have a few people that, you know, I was on Twitter. I was like, you know, I need a male host because we were talking about, you know, sucking dick. And I think that's an interesting topic, you know what I'm saying? And I guess because I'm so open about this shit that I do. Me personally, I wrote a blog. Is head mandatory? Hell yeah, head is mandatory. But the simple fact is that Steve knows what she's doing. If she goes ahead and she just goes ahead and gets the head started to do, guess what? She controls the whole tempo of the interaction. You know what I mean? Because men come from two different ways. Men, okay, when you guys come, y'all come two different ways. One from fucking, one from coming, from head. And when you're coming from fucking, you pretty much control the tempo that your nuts come out at. You're like controlling your own destiny. But if a female is sucking you, she controls it because her mouth and the suction and how her jaw is in the dick, she controls everything. It's like you can't stop her making come from those of us that do it right. All you can do is just sit back and not have any control. You know what I mean? So, it's kind of interesting because I like to sit there and watch a man's face when I'm doing what I'm doing. You feel me? I like to look in his eyes because the eyes are the gateway to the soul. The eyes don't lie. So, a lot of times when I'm doing my thing, y'all looking at the cross anyway, y'all like a little cross-eyed, cock-eyed, female, male, whatever you want to be. Cock-eyed animal. You know, we're all a species or whatever. And I like to look at that. And then, it's like when you start fucking it really good, it's like, you know what? I was going to go get my, when I told y'all about the head, the big balls, and then show the females how they have to gently suck the nuts to that, because you can suck dick and then fuck up a dude's balls real easily. Like, nuts are real sensitive on a man. That's why if you ever need them or kick them, you drop their ass. It feels like you, when you kick in a nut, that feeling goes all the way up in their stomach. And depending on how hard you kick them, you go up in chest. So it's like nuts is more sensitive than sexual shaft and head. That's why when you're sucking and licking, you have to be extremely careful about what you do. There is a skill to sucking nuts. I mastered that skill. That's why a lot of people just be like, you can't play with my nuts. You can't play with my nuts. Then, after I gently lick them, guess what? I open the gateway to heaven. They hold. They just lay back, legs go up, and it's a fucking wrap. So, you know, I'm just saying, it's like, oh my goodness, y'all, you know what? I'm gonna go get my toy. I said I wasn't, but now I have to go get my toy. But before I get my toy, I gotta play. I gotta play "Not My Girl" by Sammy and Trey Song, because in that song, it's telling the girls how to suck the nut all up in the sack like a quarterback. Well, that is so true. So true, because, you know, quarterbacks are so delicate. You gotta protect them and everything like that. So you gotta protect the nut sack. So, like, if I boot it off, please understand, it was not my fault. It was y'all's fault and everything. So, here is Sammy, Trey Songz featuring Sammy, "Not My Girl."
Up, body in the morning. Right here. These little, you see how big the nuts is? How many of y'all
nuts like that. I mean, I'm just saying, these are some big ass nuts. So basically, you know, when I'm getting ready to do what I'm gonna do, I normally, you know, just start doing like little stuff like this. So, you know, that's normally how I would start it out. But we're not here to talk about how to nut big right now. We're here to talk about the nut sack. So, we're just going to concentrate on this right here. So, it's like, ladies, when you're in the presence of a man and you're giving him head and you want to impress him, you've got to make sure you have a wicked-ass tongue game. So it's like with the nut sack, I mean, this is not real, so this is as close to real as I can get. It's like, you have to be like, you have to gently lick it, you know what I mean? So then it's like, so this is like a real nut sack. I would take, like, the right nut and put it in my mouth, you know what I mean? Like, and then there, because you know y'all shit is jiggly and dangly and hangs down or whatever. It's like you gotta sit there and just be really gentle with it, because the simple fact that the nut sack is like one of the most sensitive body parts on men. It is, you know, nipples. My nipples are real sensitive. They're like thick African nipples, but it's like with the nut sack, you just, you know, you just have to be real gentle, real delicate. It's like handle the new baby, you know what I mean? So it's like, and you make sure you like your tongue and stuff like that, and you're like, so let's turn it this way, so you have like a better view of bear and stand and stuff. Then, it's like when you get ready to go back up to sucking it up. That's all I'm going to do. Because I don't want to get mad, because I'm doing so good right now. I am doing so good right now. So, like, what I need to do is, I need to go get some more soda, because I am, like, just beside myself. Oh, damn, look, Kim got a so-called suck my dick. Wow, we're going to say that for, Rod Dick So Good by Plies. I got to play that, because, oh, my God. Anybody that knows me knows that Chalk is a rider. I like to ride dick. So, you know what? Here we go. We're going to play Plies. Ride Dick So Good.
I'm all in that shit. Got a bad bitch that I met in my hood, and I crack on it. Thank you. newandexcite.me.com.
Moz2.com that's coming to play. And so, Moz2B8, you're fine. So, it's like, I don't know. It's like, no, I'm not using anything right now. I'm just in a chair, like, moving around or whatever. I'm not really feeling super, super horny, but, like, when I lay down to go to sleep, that might change. I might pull something out and get the orgasm out, make a voice note, and then send it to my boyfriend and let him hear me nut while he's in Orlando at the All-Star Weekend to, whatchamacallit, his brother. I mean, I know that's kind of wrong to do that, but, I mean, I'm sure if I call him playing with myself, he'll put the phone down and everything, so if I just send him a voice note, he'll sit there like, oh, man, so what's going to happen is when he gets home, he's probably going to fuck the shit out of me, and then I'll be happy, and I'll fall asleep, and I'll roll over and look at him sleep, and then I'll talk shit like, yeah, nigga, I'll put your ass to sleep with some shit like that. That's the kind of shit I do. I'd be like a little slick talking bitch. But, hey, there's nothing wrong with talking shit to get a dude to get back out. That is, like, one of the best feelings ever, is to have dick all the way up in your stomach, then you feel it come out your throat, and you're just like, oh, God. Then it's like if you're riding, and then it's like you like have his titties in his mouth, you're sucking those nipples like mine, and then it's like you're riding back and forth, and then you feel yourself about to open up. Then you grab his shoulders because you feel that nut like right there. Then, like, you just grab him and you just, like, fuck the hell out of him. And then you just scream because the nut is coming out and you just be like, fuck me harder, motherfucker. Then he just shoves all the dick in you. And then y'all are just coming together. Then you just suck. And then you look and see all the creamy mess on the dick. And then it's like, oh, you got a cream pie in your pussy and everything right there. Then you're like, damn it. See, I wasn't going to play with my toy tonight, but fuck it. I got to play with my toy. Fucking with Log TV. Fucking with B-Wolf. DJ 3180. J-Star. Moz2B8. I swear, y'all got me all fucked up in the game. Oh, my God, Jay, you have to go watch some porno. Wow. Did I do that? Did I do that? I am doing my job. If I have y'all feeling like that, just wait till I start making my videos. Once I start making my videos, it is a wrap. But a simple fact, y'all gonna get to see me with my back hot, you know what I mean? But like, bam, 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 you know what I mean? Oh, you know what? Can y'all tell how to gain some weight? Let me see. Hold on. Let's see. Okay, that's what I got in sticker to you guys. Can you tell them, like, gain some weight? Oh, hold up. So, am I gaining any weight, y'all? Can y'all tell? But, oh my God! Okay, B-Wolf, you say it well, but you're not telling me, am I gaining some weight? Let's see. Just a little bit. And that tastes good. Wow. Oh my God. I am really feeling myself tonight. And I haven't even been drinking pizza rock. Because last few weeks, I've been feeling like if I drink enough pizza rock, will my pussy taste like pizza? So, the verdict is still out on that one. I'm still working that. And we're going to see what happens and see if that becomes a reality. So basically, I find somebody, I sit there, drink enough Ciroc, the window open, get some of that head action going. Woo! I mean, having my pussy is not really a super big thing to me. I mean, it feels good, but I like dick. Even if I feel like a toy, I like the feel of penetration. There is nothing that can replace the feeling of real dick. And ladies, I know you know what I'm talking about. Like, when you and the guy have the foreplay, now don't have too much foreplay. It's because, basically, you come fast. You know what I mean? Because you spend too much time getting all wet and stuff like that. So, basically, you do a little bit of the foreplay. He gets you wet. You know, go down on the sea, get it wet. Not suck on the dick, get it wet. And then it's done like he sticks the tip of his head in your pussy. Like, there is nothing better than that. I'm telling you. It's like, you know what? Hold on. I swear, I can't show too much because I don't want to get banned from live TV or whatever. So, hold on. Okay, so it's like, you know, you make it and you have like, hold on. Okay, now when you take it and you first put it in, like the penetration is just like, you know what I mean? It's just like, So the penetration is like the art of everything. You just like, So then it's like you have them pull back, right? Then you pull them back in. It's like, if he knows what he's doing, slow motion is always the best. No, I can't pull the camera for the simple fact is that I will get in trouble. But you can see my little creamy juices on there. Wait a minute. Can you see my little creamy juices? Like, hold on. It's like right there. So, I swear, y'all are going to get me so fucked up on this show. Like, you know, I said I was going to be good. I did say it was Wednesday or whatever. Man. Yes, I will get banned off of here. My history is I always get kicked off of, whatchamacallit. Off of a, whatchamacallit. Off of a, off of a webcam show. They can ban my IP address. So, I can't go back up in there. You want a boob flash? I have, like, little small boobs. So, y'all see the tattoo right there? That's Japanese for, I said in South Beach, 1999 when I went down there for Super Bowl. So, I'll give y'all, like, a little boob flash and then that's it. Okay. So, now we're going to go back to some music. We have to be kicked out of this bitch again, and I'm trying to be nice. So, what do I want to play now? Oh gosh, Oh, you know what? I think Sit on My Face is appropriate. Yeah. Oh, hold up. I gotta play this. This is one of my shits right here. Chris Brown featuring Kevin McCall. Shit. Okay. Any day now. Alright, hold on. Okay, there we go.
I'm about to make you.
Stay hard.
Mommy, but please let's refrain from using the
color words, okay? So, what happens is I will, let me see. Oh, shit. I have unbanned you. You're okay. Tomorrow I will be back from 2 to 4, and it's my old school hip-hop and R&B show, 2 to 4. I will be playing all old school hip-hop and R&B. And I promise I will try to be nice. I will try to be good. But it's kind of hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I play music, when I play songs, it just, like, gets me in the mood or whatever. For everybody that was listening, I hope the conversation that we had about sucking and the little demonstration was able to teach somebody something, help somebody out. Guys, remember what I told you about the dick sucking game? You know, kind of listening to the girl when y'all in the car every day. But I love to be on this radio show. I want to see if that is working. Now, in case I don't know dick, don't have that bitch near your dick while you're driving, because you're going to smack her, you're going to swerve. Something is going to happen. So, if she's not a professional dick sucker, you know, there are quite a few out there, her head game ain't a felony, misdemeanor, or capital punishment, or some shit like that, then you might want to trade her ass in for a newer, true version. You might want to send her to chocolatecityradio.com to read up on some blogs on, you know, how to get shit right. So everybody in the chat room, you know, y'all off the, out of my room or whatever, go to that site, chocolatecityradio.com, and read my blog and learn a lot about me, what I do, how I am, why I'm so blunt, why I'm so fucking honest. And you guys have officially been riding the chocolate wave with Chalk Mommy. And again, I will be back tomorrow from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern time. And then I have a photo shoot tomorrow evening where for my magazine, for March issue, scars, lingerie, fucking bathtub, shower. I'll be all over the place. So I'm getting ready to sign off. I love you guys. Thank you for putting up with me. I don't give a fuck mentality. I love you, little boy. I'm going to call you because I'm not really feeling that picture that you showed me. That shit kind of got me hot right now. People, like, if you don't like somebody, fight it out. Never use a fucking gun. Shooting somebody is never the answer to any type of beef that you're having. You know what I'm saying? Because when that person dies, you go to prison for the rest of your life. Or you're like, have people retaliating against you, shooing your hand, whatever. Now, I'm not going to create the end of my show or anything like that. That was a special message to Mr. I don't give a fuck mentality. He was shot. He made it through. He has this ugly hole on his shoulder. Man, I swear, I was you, I would get a lot of sympathy from that bullet wound. Yeah, I would. Who knows? We'll talk about that later. Again, this is Chalk Mommy with Chocolate City Radio. Really appreciate you guys tuning in tonight. I'll be back tomorrow from 2 to 4 p.m. I will be in full effect. I might drink some pizza rock tomorrow to get it all started because I'm doing my photo shoot. Trust me, I'm not going to be getting no X, so I'm not going to be rolling. So, again, Chalk Mommy. Have a good night. I love you guys. Mwah.